that I think is critical to get good information out to their primary physicians, their referring physicians, to get people to start thinking about this. Because it's very hard for people to acknowledge that we're dealing with a machine infesting the body.
Hello and welcome to Extra Credit, the Microsoft Zoom of podcasts. The snakes in the ball pit tonight are positive stress.
Mayonnaise is safe. That is the only thing I could use on my son. It is safe but smells bad. Please be careful not to get it into eyes. Cover the entire body with it, starting with the head. My son had a hard time with the smell, but he's a brave little guy.
Cowboy hot dog.
Penis pooper.
What? Sherman take.
About 7 years ago, I was soaked in antifreeze for over an hour when my heater core blew up while I was about 90 miles from home on a near-zero day. No place to change and nothing to change into, and antifreeze soaks into your body through your skin.
Shell game.
It seems any houseplant of mine I touch too much gets black on the tips and leaves start dying, so I clip the dead ends off and it seems to help. I'm not sure if it's me or the water that does this, but if I were to guess, it would be me!
Achilles Heelys!
Don sent me one of these and I tried it. In a few weeks, my feces and urine were normal color.
Congrats.
Yay!
Woo!
And Amelia Blank. It appears that doctors as a whole are not reporting Margellans to their medical health authorities and actually suppressing the existence of it by continuously dismissing it as delusional parapsychosis or mite infections and the like.
Yeah, that sucks.
Fucking idiot.
Do you guys like that was my superhero origin story? I'm now the anti-freezer.
Well, I read the end of it, you know. It turns your feces and urine into normal color, apparently.
And if you want to drink antifreeze, head on over to the Hi, Extra Credit.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello there.
How's your guys' health?
Not so great. I had these, like, non-dairy brownies earlier. They tasted like crap, and now I think I got some sort of communicable disease. There's, like, stuff growing out of my arms. Oh, wait, that's just hair.
All I eat is cheese, and I'm feeling great.
Are you sure it's just hair? Are you sure it's not nanotechnology invading your human tissue?
I'll bet it's
that.
Oh,
God damn it! I knew I shouldn't have joined Foxhound.
You got your Metal Gear Solid reference out of the way very, very quickly this episode.
And I'm sure it's the last one.
You're welcome, Isfahan.
Well, we got a document in front of here that will give you all the things you need to look for in case you have very non-specific, very small things in your body to be tracked by the government or something. I'm not quite sure what this document exactly is about. Shell,
yep.
May the doc.
Hi. Yep.
Hi. So I'll be turning to you to helpfully guide us through madness here.
Okay.
And since you're our guide, would you be so kind as to read, like, the description here? The Morgellons defined here?
Oh yeah, Morgellons defined. I thought I'd open it up with the definition that the Morgellons group on Pro Boards uses.
Okay.
So here's a note. This is the most generally complete current profile of Morgellons as we perceive and define it based on clinical lab data and extremely advanced research being done by a small group of heroic, brilliant, private sector scientists and physicians.
Citation needed.
I believed everything up until clinical
sorry,
lab data.
Can I interrupt for just a second? I want to point out that there's I went to the morgellonsgroup.proboards.com and they have a news header thing. And none of the tags work. So you see this,
color
brackets,
red.
Color equals purple, be kinder than necessary for everyone you meet is fighting some sort of battle, brackets,
yeah,
forward
Look,
slash color.
They're brilliant scientists and physicians, not web designers.
I think you're going to find that they're being interfered with by a communicable nanotechnology.
That would explain it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that would explain it.
Whoa, tell me more about this communicable nanotechnology.
I will! So, this is as of April 2007, so they've been living with this definition for a while. A communicable nanotechnology invasion of human tissues in the form of self-assembling, self-replicating nanotubes, nanowires, nanoarrays with sensors, and other nano-configurations,
yep.
Some carrying genetically altered and spliced DNA, RNA, cRNA,
Isn't that the plot of Justice League Unlimited?
Yeah, this sounds like it was written for a cartoon, though.
I think it's just the plot of video games.
I went to the Metal Gear Solid joke way too early in this podcast.
Yeah.
It was like you were racing to get the Guinness record for fastest Metal Gear Solid joke.
No, I'm just upset because now I can't make it again.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
I'm going to try not to, but...
This is the internet. You can do anything.
No, that's Zombo.com.
These nanomachines thrive in extreme alkaline pH conditions and use the body's bioelectric energy and other unidentified elements of power. People should not strive for an acidic pH. They should work for a normal pH of 7.5 plus or minus. There is some evidence these tiny machines possess their own internal batteries. They are also believed to be able to receive specific tuned microwave, EMF, and ELF signals and information. To what end is not known.
Wait, elf signals?
Yes, elf signals. They're communicating with the electromagnetic field and Santa.
Oh, I was hoping it was going to be Elrond.
Well, no, they just, they send out a signal, and then they just hear, Buddy Elf, what's your favorite color?
Maybe they're constantly communicating with the Will Ferrell movie Elf.
That was the reference that I made.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
I never actually saw Elf.
What movies have you also not seen, Sherman?
Let's see. From alphabetically, beginning, batteries not included.
Nope.
That has NASA
nope,
in
nope.
front of it.
Nope.
Keep going, Shell.
The symptoms vary from open skin lesions with colored or plain fibers emerge. Oh, from which colors or plain fibers emerge, which do
no,
not
that
scab
does say
normally.
Colored, yeah, colored or plain fibers.
Racist.
Yeah. Yeah. they do not scab normally, heal extremely slowly, and never become bacterially infected. To brain fog, fatigue, and depression.
Man, this is really early for my brain to shut off like this.
Oh my god, it's the brain fog, the Morgulons!
No!
Okay, stay calm, I've got more information.
Ah.
It is also established that Morgulons, nanomachines, are commonly found in all body fluids, orifices, and often even hair follicles,
oh, yeah.
And are believed to routinely achieve total body systemic penetration!
It said bodily fluid and penetration, and I think that's pretty funny.
And orifices.
Yeah.
And orifices, yeah.
God, they were out to corrupt our precious bodily fluids.
You guys didn't tell me how sexy this episode was going to be.
Yeah.
It would be that funny and sexy if it weren't so serious.
Oh. Yeah.
It is reported
right.
by nearly all afflicted that Morgulon's nanomachines seem to have some kind of hive or group intelligence. Communicability appears to be possible / probable through shedding of fibers by the infected and through all normal bacterial or viral vectors. Some fibers have been shown to withstand temperatures in excess of 1400°F.
What?
No degrees.
Do these people go into that type of heat? Have they tested that? Okay.
Yes, this is the hell that they go through.
Because humans get
yeah,
that
they're
hot.
Just setting each other on fire.
It's called climate change.
Routine sterilization for Morgulon's nanomachines in all reusable medical / dental medical equipment and instruments is moot. There is also strong evidence linking chemtrail aerosol fibers
Yay!
To Morgulon's fibers, although proof of transmission through aerial spraying remains anecdotal.
Just like everything else here.
No, that's the only part.
Oh, I need a cigarette.
Okay. We've only barely touched on symptoms here. Achilles heelies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go to the comprehensive list of symptoms?
Hello, welcome. You or someone you know may have Morgulon's disease and not realize it yet.
I told you.
please.
Actually, oh, no.
Pretty good.
Morgulon symptoms fit into many other illness profiles. They may appear slowly and take years to culminate into full-blown Morgulon's disease. And symptoms may occur intermittently over time, appearing to go into remission and then resurfacing. Symptoms are often rationalized as being nothing, thoughtlessly disregarded or misdiagnosed. Even worse, victims are placed in the diagnostic category delusional parasitosis.
Yep.
Which we've all heard about.
What's parasitosis?
It's when you're deluded into thinking that there's a parasite inside of your body.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It is believed that pets also get Morgulons, exhibiting many of the same symptoms as humans,
oh,
which are sometimes fatal.
No!
Okay, so Morgulons is the worst disease? It's the worst disease.
It is. That's why all these people have it.
No, I mean it affects pets. That's why it's the worst disease.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think it's pretty good. I think that we should all be pro-Morgulons.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
What is your fiber content?
I'm human, thanks for asking.
All right. But I'm watching you.
Normal human fibers, colored or plain. I love Morgulons. Let's all go get Morgulons, everyone.
Okay.
That's what that deserved. Thank you.
For the most part, medical professionals and veterinarians are unaware of Morgulons. At present, no official diagnostic code exists for insurance companies. Oh, is that a joke?
Say.
Fucking insurance companies. Fucking
was
criminals.
That a joke? I don't know. Okay. Research is currently underway. Labs are soon to report in-depth results of their findings.
Well, you know what's fucked up is as soon as they find out that it's real, they're just going to make Morgulons a pre-existing condition.
As grassroots awareness continues, it is sadly inevitable that many more sufferers, both human and animal, will surface. And that's the hairy 800-pound gorilla in the room.
What?
Well, that's where all the fibers are coming from. They're coming off that gorilla.
It's a gorilla with Morgellon.
It's made completely out of Morgellon fibers.
Winston, no.
Is it Morgellons or Morgulons? What do we all think?
Who cares?
I don't think it deserves consistent.
I like Morgulons because it makes it sound more crazy in sci-fi.
Yeah, but Morgellon sounds like Magellan.
Yeah, I prefer Morgellons because then I can make a Ferdinand Magellan joke at some point. I've been, like, just sitting
okay, well,
on
here,
it, like,
here's the Morgellon disease symptoms list.
Ferdinand Morgellon.
Shut up.
Head. Writing and especially spelling becomes difficult.
I'm sure we'll see that
I'll
later.
Remember that.
That sounds like we'll an excuse.
Nuh-uh. Oh, boy. It's my Morgellons. I've got Morgellons, and I can't
Does
spell.
It also
Sorry about
website
the bad spelling,
design?
Everyone. I'm afraid I have Morgellons disease.
Got way more Morgellons than you, and I have it. So I have an inability to focus or concentrate. ADD/ADHD symptoms.
Are you sure you just don't have ADHD and not Morgellons?
No.
No. I've got fibers.
Lack of friends.
I've got fibers in my brain. They're heat resistance, and I also have mood disorders and mood swings, including loss of temper and libido lack of.
Wait, you lose all of your temper?
Yes.
Like, where'd my temper go? I can't find it.
I don't.
Guys, have you seen my temper anywhere?
I'm really distracted. I can't fuck, and I can't get angry about it.
Morgellon!
Okay, hair. My hair appearance is stiff, brittle, and dry.
Face, ugly.
It's wiry, uncontrollable hairs replace normal hair.
What? Like pubes? Hair,
so I've got pubes on my head, and
yeah.
Hair texture.
What a terrible disease this is.
Yeah.
Hair texture and color may change as more wiry ones grow in.
Totally pubes.
I have hair loss. Small, this is just me now, small glob of clear sticky substance at root end of hair when it falls out, jeez.
Oh.
You sure that's not just Nair?
I think someone put a wig on this person, they just don't know.
realize.
The substance may coat hair shaft.
Forgot to wash the shampoo out of your hair, did you?
Yeah, and my hair color does not adhere well to new hair growth.
What?
You can't color your hair anymore.
Would any of my fellow scientists want to step in and maybe talk about the rest of
this?
Yeah,
this is a lot. Stress. Take eyes.
Don't mind if I do. I love taking eyes. All right. I don't know what that means. Other symptoms.
That means you're the bad guy. You're the bad guy from Undefeated.
There you go. I haven't seen it. Other symptoms, particularly eye-related symptoms, may include floaters on eyeball surface, loss of visual acuity, increase in discharge, often stringy.
Gross.
Are you just, like, coming out of every orifice?
Yeah, like, what discharge are you having from your eyes in the first place?
I think this is just syphilis. It's just syphilis, right?
You might also experience a sandy or gritty feeling in your eyes.
Uh-huh. Well, stop rubbing them!
Feeling of foreign objects in eyes but cannot locate or remove.
Well, that's why we've got to build a wall around our eyes.
Yeah, for sure. I was thinking the same thing.
Topical.
Also,
eyelashes fall out, may be replaced with thick, wiry, discolored lashes.
As for ears, well, ears itch as modal fibers move inside. Ears ringer beep, but ears are clean. Ears become clogged due to sinus drainage. Ears develop excess thick hair, which may emerge from inside ear and feel very deep-rooted.
Hair pubes. Ear pubes.
In terms of your mouth and throat, I guess you might notice that your teeth become loose and or fall out.
My teeth become fallout? So, but which fallout?
Fallout Boy.
Because if it's Fallout New Vegas, I'm good. But if it's like Fallout 3, I'll be upset.
Wait, can I take skin?
Why? Are you going to do what I think you're going to do?
Cowboy, take skin.
Okay. Skin. Crawling feeling on the skin like invisible bugs.
I was going to do
pinching,
Linkin Park
biting,
crawling.
Stinging
okay,
or prickling
yeah.
on the skin. Lesions. Itchy, sore, painful, very slow healing with little
okay,
to no
Okay, now you
affection.
Are also addicted to meth,
Sometimes.
I guess.
Hell yeah.
No, meth is the only thing that takes my mind off it.
That's true.
Press, scabs, calyx-like formations on lesions... Painful and difficult to remove because tentacles cling
what?
To flesh.
No.
You got fucking Cthulhu up in here.
Well, it is hard to pick at your scabs when you're being fucked by a tentacle monster.
Objects described as granules, hard and crystal-like, similar in size and shape to sand grains, can occasionally be removed, or can emerge from either broken or intact
Stop
skin.
Stop going to the beach!
Objects described as shards. Hard and crystal-like that are similar to glass that emerge
yeah,
from skin.
I've had that. I dropped the glass on the floor and stepped on it.
Well, I was becoming a golem.
No, I was infected with Magellanins.
That joke is just not gonna work.
I don't remember what they're called.
Morgulons.
Morgulons. I was infected with Morgulons.
Black seed-like spets or dots on or in the skin emerging from lesions. Tiny fuzzballs,
oh,
cats,
God.
And lesions emerging from lesions... And on or falling
So, like,
from
literally anything
skin.
Coming out of your skin.
I mean, I know this isn't real, but that's terrible.
Yes.
Go to the doctor. God damn it.
No, the scientists are working on
Achilles,
it.
Achilles, I don't
the
know how to tell you
liars.
This, but none of this is real or true at all. The person who wrote this was most definitely having, like, heroin withdrawal.
Okay. Black tar-like substances coming from
yeah,
skin
like
pores.
Yeah, like I said.
Rashes.
This is a heroin addict writing this.
Rashes. Usual appear/disappeared rapidly for no apparent reason. Also appear where adhesive portion of Band-Aid. It's gotta be nanobots.
That's called a rash, lady. That's.
I think you have a rash.
I think you have an allergic reaction.
No, Band-Aids are full of Morgellons.
I think you might be an idiot.
This might be part of the series Bible for X-Files.
Skin pigment changes. That's called getting a tan, my guy.
Skin pigment.
Gets lighter or darker, more difficult to see in fair skin tone.
Hello?
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 Oh no, the Morgellons.
Oh no, you're unstable.
Oh no.
I'm gone.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay, skin pigment changes.
Moving right along, I guess.
Gets lighter or darker, more difficult to see in fair skin tones.
It's so much harder for white people.
Like it always is.
Yeah!
Stationary or creeping, warm or wire-like structures that can be seen just beneath the skin surface.
Those are called veins, idiot.
Body, which I guess is not connected to the skin in any way.
As for your other body, you might notice...
hardened splinter-like material beneath the skin that is difficult
Whoa.
To remove.
I fought off some Morgulons.
Extremely painful and odd in appearance once removed.
That's a splinter!
No, it's the Morgulons. I just met them, they were real nice.
It's splinter-like, I understand why you're confused.
You might also notice that your skin bleeds when you cut it.
Fiber or thread-like material emerging from the skin or visible beneath the skin. Maybe black, white, tan, clear, red, white, or rainbow-colored.
The gay ones.
Pride. Some fibers may exhibit pride movement.
Sherbin, why don't you take Cliff, and I think we'll just take turns being the other people.
Alrighty.
Unless there's only the one. So the first person is L, so...
from Death Note.
Since you made that stupid weeaboo joke, you're going to be L, then.
Oh. Yeah, fuck you, Sherman. I'm L.
Oh, hey, you're the police robot from Star Crash.
Now let me just remember what he sounds like.
So you're the first part there.
Cliff, thank you for the sights. I've read some of them already. I think that you are brilliant. I know that in order for Morgulons to be identified as an infectious disease, the infectious agent must be identified. Can you tell me why the fibers do not qualify as infectious agents? Is it because they are not living organisms? Whoa. Is it because they are not living organisms?
Bad at spelling. Yep.
They affect
it's
your spelling.
Probably that, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, God, they've got me. The organisms inside of my body. Any more thoughts on why any more thoughts on why inorganic fibers can move? Thanks, L. Star, star, star.
Hi, Leslie. I mean, Snake. Well, it gets a bit complicated at first until one understands that there are usually several different classes of fibers involved here. In fact, the word fiber is a complete misnomer and one that has only gained currency due to prior convention. One class of fiber form is, as far as we have been able to determine, not infectious. A second class is not directly infectious, but is a vector for infection and a manifestation or stage of the life cycle of this organism. And the third class of fiber, or more correctly stated as fibril, no end quotation, so it just goes on forever, is quite highly infectious under certain circumstances. To further muddy the waters, there That's also exist cool several non-fibril forms of the same creature, parentheses. Interestingly enough, the motile or mobile form of this affliction can be considered to have to be more of a very unusual hyphea than a classic nematode. It is also a very powerful linear changeling. Hence, we have termed it a nematomorph.
I think it's motile.
Another issue rarely addressed in this is the form known as the core fibril. See Jan Smith and my work on this form at
Redacted.
Nothing.
Oh, bye.
Why do I feel like I'm reading a really bad early 90s X-Men comic.
This is some bullshit.
You're not, Sherman.
The core fibril, as well as the other form, comma, is highly resistant to heat, will not carbonize at 12,000 degrees, and leaves all current analysis beggared.
1,200, come on, don't be ridiculous.
1,200.
Of course it'll carbonize at 12,000 degrees.
1,200 degrees and leaves all current analysis beggared. So it leaves them begging on the street. These unusual char ector istics have been duplicated a number of times.
Oh god, they've got you too!
And have been peer-reviewed. Citation needed. At the risk of spilling the beans...
That's the last time I make that joke, because I'm sure that everybody on this forum doesn't know how to spell.
At the risk of spilling the beans, it would be safe to say that our little amigo can be considered to be quote-unquote alive only if one is willing to redefine the past accepted definition of alive.
Wait, is spilling beans a symptom of Morgulons?
I think so, yes. Okay. There is also one fact that that can be taken to the bank, ... This thing is not a normal, nor is it a natural creation. One of the reasons that the successful effort to understand exactly why this thing keeps running is at such difficulty is because it does not fit into any currently existing pre-tailored definition of known pathogens. That was a sentence. In other words, we are forced to write the book as we go. But we can't spell very well, so the book's not very good. There is an added consideration that several very powerful groups are at high risk should they be exposed to the truth of this issue. Huh? Sorry for being a bit oblique, but such are the demands of the position I currently find myself in. The secret to understanding this quote-unquote life form can be uncovered in understanding the nature of the brown macrofibrils.
I'm sorry, Mark Gorlins is making me act incredibly tedious.
The colored fibers are currently a productive dead end and can and do lead us nowhere. Their importance and significance are not fully understood, and although they are part and parcel of this affliction, they are the fruit, and they are not the quote-unquote tree. Thank you for writing, quote-unquote L. Best wishes to you and yours, Cliff Mickelson.
This is fucking bullshit, because I understand everything there is to know about the nature of brown macrofibrils, and I don't understand a goddamn thing about
They're called fibrils, damn it.
Whatever.
Also, I like how at the end he tries to preserve anonymity, even though he opened it with, "Hi, Leslie."
Oh, he did. I didn't even notice
that. I think my Morgellons is acting up, because I didn't understand any of that.
Yeah.
Well, it might be worse than you thought.
And I don't really want to fuck anything right now either, so...
I was trying to go for Otacon and I completely failed. But shouldn't we reveal the connection with the Kardashians?
You know, I'm interested
in that. Really, really interested in learning how the Kardashians relate to the Morgulons.
It's very good and it's from Morph.
You know, if you scratch the surface of any conspiracy, you'll find a Kardashian in it somewhere.
So now we're going to get to the incredibly truthful thing about the Kardashians and Morgellons.
Yay!
Okay, Achilles, you want to take the first?
Yeah, I got this.
Whoa, are these all just morphs?
Yeah, it's me, Morph. I got shit to say. Okay.
What's your title, Morph? What's
my
your title?
My title is Kim Kardashian and her involvement. Oh.
No, I mean your forum.
Oh, I
title.
Am godlike, of course.
Godlike.
All right.
Like a roguelike?
Probably that too, but I pick on people of note because they are visible. You will see my predictions come true. You will see!
There's too much stuff coming out of my eyes
wow,
to see my
guy. It's literally written like that.
Yep.
Then people and sheeple sometimes do not want to see when the most prolific info is put before them. These sort of people go to fortune tellers and believe everything they foretell, but they will not believe...
Yeah, fucking
yeah,
morons.
Yeah, what a bunch of fucking assholes. They will not believe the future when it is told backed up by examples. It's just too real for them.
What?
The men she...
too real.
Too real. The men she chooses have all been out there breeding
Wait.
Away with
oh,
anyone that will
mind.
Say
I
hello.
This is about Kim Kardashian.
They clearly don't have Morgellons because they can still breed. Football players, rappers. Now she pays. Why would I target Kim? Because she is or was perfect. Not a problem all her life. Just perfect. Now she will see the error of her ways. It is not...
Achilles, you broke my headphones.
Okay.
I'm going to paint her driveway in cow's blood. Then she'll see the error of her ways.
Nice. No, you guys, don't turn on each other. It's the Morgellons. They're ruining your headphones.
That's right. It's not right, but it is reality.
Oh, they probably just broke my ears. Never mind.
What does she have to lose? Her mind, her beauty, and her health. What is the reason I focus on the small, seemingly insignificant that can be explained away by doctors with white coats? Why? Because as she suffers the aspects of this ongoing symptom pool, which is vast, she will grasp at anything the doctors tell her. Anything. Including her steroids and antibiotics. She will stay on them. Yeah. She's an idiot. She will stay on them and her disease will revolt. The disease will fight back. When she stops with the drugs, there will be a bloom.
Disease lives matter! Or something.
I bet she vaccinated her kids, too.
Actually, I think she did.
She will see. If the worst issues happen to her, she could end up taking her own life. She does not know
what?
That Barbie was a plastic doll.
What?
Oh, snap.
First it was psoriasis. Now it's swelling. A young woman Wait. Made of the fabric she is should not be developing issues at a young age.
What kind of fabric?
Oh, that's right.
What, silicone?
It's normal.
Wait.
That right, it's normal now. Well, it was normal 50 years ago. Get it, straight people.
Get it, gay people.
Like the Dire Straits.
Straight is in the body of water.
Straight of Morgellons.
Straight of...
Get it, straight people.
Geography humor.
It is not the environment. A link to some website. Yup.
Yup.
Oh, it's not only not the environment, that clam trails, global warming, parasites, GMO foods. It's good old-fashioned biological disease, most likely virus. Link to wow.
Wait, it's not parasites? What is this website?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm on here talking about real disease, but here I am.
What's
your net? I think you quote your entire previous
yeah.
post.
You didn't say what Kim Kardashian did.
Look, it looks like she may have been forced to reduce her sugar intake. And
what did she do though? What?
The actual link, if you click through it, it redirects to something about diabetes.
Yeah.
You didn't even say what she did.
Look. You will be better off getting the virus test than thinking this is parasites and bugs. Nobody has come up with pictures in mass of either. To cause such horrendous itching there would have to be millions. Doctors are stupid, but most are young and can see quite well. This video gives you a very good place to start for real.
No link to video.
I was promised to learn about Kim Kardashian and her involvement, and I didn't.
She's got itching.
She's got itching and may or may not have pre-diabetes.
Is this guy? Is this guy's problem just that he thinks that Kim Kardashian is, like, having sex with too many people and, like, spreading disease? Is that what he's saying?
Or Morgulon's an STD.
She fucked rappers, now she's itching.
I super 100% don't understand what...
As opposed to the rest of this form, which is so comprehensible.
I mean, at least I know what they think they're saying.
Do they?
And...
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God! Chemtrails and Morgulons. It's worse than you thought. I do not know if this has been posted before, but I found this and wanted to share it with you. It has a lot of info, and this is a good read. It came from Morgulons Exposed. www.morgulonsexposed.com/chemtrails-and-morgulons.htm. I'm Shoebot, and I am godlike, and I have a Shoebot avatar.
Cowboy, will you be Terracer?
Terracer, new member. Wait.
Is Cowboy here?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Just another victim of the...
Oh my God.
Morgulons, I guess.
Snake, they got Cowboy! Watch out for the Morgulons! My God, they're crafty!
That was the ELF waves.
I'm sorry, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm Terry, sir. I have been all this whole time.
Oh shit.
Oh, no.
And I know what comes out of my skin comes from the sky. How? I place 3 stainless steel pans outside on the storage shed every time it rains.
Yeah, okay.
I wish I was your neighbor.
We all do that.
I have sample after sample collected and dated. Every one of them has the moving fibers. Can I prove
it? I thought they were going to say that they, like, sampled the sound of rain hitting the metal sheet. And then we make a kick-ass hip-hop album.
It's house music.
Can I prove they came from... Can I prove they came from a spraying airplane? No! How could I? But as an amateur astronomist, I watch the skies.
That's amateur. You are.
Period. I know that a contrail normally dissipates in seconds. .. Sometimes minutes. ... But never hours! I've seen opaque colored, unmarked C-32s. Government spy plane.
Alright, Google C-32.
With crap boiling out of the rear wing! Not the engines! I have seen broken chemtrails, proving they can't be jet exhaust making condensation. These trails remain for hours, morphing into odd serrated clouds before they break up, scattering their poisonous cargo everywhere. GMO foods may contribute, but chemtrails do spread this Morgulon's contaminants.
Okay, guys, the C-32 is actually just a Boeing 757, and it's used to transport non-presidential...
Chemtrails. Morgulons, yeah, Morgulons.
Yeah, so...
They're turning the freaking frogs gay!
Residential Morgulons,
It's Rex Tillerson and Mike Pence who are the ones that are spreading the Morgulons.
Yeah, they come out of Mike Pence's body... He's the Queen Morgulon.
Shoebot, you got more here.
Ah, let's see. Hi, Terracer. I agree. I think chemtrails and GMO foods and landscaping plants are involved. I also have a suspicion that it may have a little ET.
Fucking landscapers.
Yeah, and it may have a little ET involvement as well.
Entertainment
tonight.
I have
seen much less chemtrails at this time.
Fucking
but they
Mary
are still
Hart's
around
to get us.
And they are disguising themselves to try and make them appear to be real clouds as they fan out. I do not see the grid patterns anymore. They are too obvious. I do still get the large X pattern over my house on a regular basis, though.
Chemtrails are playing fucking tic-tac-toe above your house.
I'm Aron
Hubbard.
I'm a senior member. Thanks, Shoebot, for giving us a glimpse. For giving us a glimpses of pure human love from this fellow that seems so on the ball.
What?
That was actually a glimpies of pure human love.
Oh yeah, glimpies.
Their sandwiches fucking suck.
From this fellow that seems so on the ball. Dumbed it down is a fact. We shouldn't get so upset from those whose compromised brains are so inhabited. I am beginning to get the picture. If you are not awake, you are not awake.
I agree.
The first true thing that has been said.
I don't need to hammer away with my family warning them about what's happening.
That's the second true thing that I've seen on this forum.
If God wakes them up, he will go beyond these texts and reach them in their souls.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lonely walk to find anyone on a daily basis who can see.
I walk a lonely road.
Oh, it is lonely. It's a lonely walk. On a clear day you can see forever is for our times.
What was that sentence?
Awake.
On a clear day you can see forever is for our times.
Yeah.
I think it's a quote of something. Shell, be awake.
I'm awake. I'm a full member.
Nice.
I agree so much with this. We are under so much siege from outright attacks from as many places as you can imagine. It really does bring tears to my eyes to see people beginning to become more aware and enthrummed.
I love seeing a misspelled word in all caps.
Enthrummed!
Yeah, Infrawars.com.
Chili! Infrawars.
Big bowl of chili does!
Enthrummed! About how our world really is today. Not the fake images and lies portrayed on the media day after day. The internet is our gateway for real and honest news and stories which are too informative to tell the public.
What?
Yes. Chemtrails are real, my friends.
Chemtrails are my friends messing around
with so many things these days.
Do you think Awake has thoughts on Jade Helm?
If we go to sleep, we will lose sight of this cruel reality. They want this to happen. They want you to just forget. And wants going on around us every day and do other things.
Not other things.
Gvian all the poisons with that's capitalized and chemicals in our environment. Eventually this will happen. Just don't forget one thing. That is, God loves us all so very much. Don't lose sight of him. Remember that whatever they take away, if you are strengthened in your faith, then they can't take away your soul. Awake.
I think a lot of people found this website by like going on Google and going, oh, my skin's really bad and I'm going bald and I can't spell. And they're like, what could be the explanation for this? Nanomachines. Oh, okay.
I hate this Metal Gear Solid DLC. God damn it.
This is actually just the design doc for Metal Gear Survive, so.
It's Metal Gear all the way down.
It's as bad as you thought.
So you like to post on a forum.
Hi, Amron. You are welcome. It amazes me how many Morgulon sufferers are becoming great investigators and scientist-like people searching for the truth, and they are doing a really good job of documenting their findings. I am so grateful for each and every one of them that have provided their photos and research with us by sharing it on the web. I suffer with the memory problems, too. I forget a lot and have to write everything down and keep a notebook, but I am getting somewhat better in that area here lately. I try to tell my friends and family what is happening to us in our world, but few really take me seriously about it, Shubot.
I wonder why.
Hi, Awake! You got it right and really hit the nail on the head. I agree with what you said. They are trying to keep us busy, so busy with unimportant things that we will not notice what is happening right before our eyes.
Is that what Awake said?
Yep.
I don't know, but that's what this guy says.
Kind of.
I think that the plan is to... I think that is the plan by introducing the seductive electronics to everyone to keep them busy all the bells and whistles on the cell
phone.
The cell phone. Facebook, two words. Twitter and other toys out there. We need to search for the website.
Kids and their iPhones.
We need to...
This person thinks that Facebook is a toy that's like a book with like faces in it.
And also that it's spelled face space book.
All the kids are reading their Facebooks.
Or watching their YouTubes.
We need to search for the websites to tell us the truth, because we cannot get the real truth from the news and media. God is our only hope.
Come on, InfoWars.
God is our only real hope. We cannot lose sight of him, Shoebot.
I am Sarah Connor.
Yeah, it's just like I remember Sarah Connor.
Australian.
Linda Hamilton, is that you?
No, I'm Sarah Connor.
Sorry, fucking airplane was like flying by, probably spraying chemtrails. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh my god, they're on to you! Again. They're on to us!
For a long while, I never knew what to make of chemtrails. Then I decided to teach myself clouds and chemtrails for dummies.
So self-aware!
Okay, Googling now.
I researched what a real cloud formation
is there,
like.
Is there a chicken noodle soup for the chemtrail salt?
Oh, that's not a thing. You let me down, internet.
Chicken noodle chemtrails for the
Ever
soul.
Ever since Campbell started putting the fibers in their cans, I just can't enjoy it anymore.
I researched what a real cloud formation should look like and what a chemical cloud looks like. There's a lot to see up in the sky. Terracer, how I wish I still had my QX5 microscope. I'd do a similar experiment for sure. Maybe I'll ask Santa for a microscope, who I probably believe is a real living person. This looks interesting, semicolon. Weatherwars.info.
Oh boy.
And just quick.
They're turning the freaking clouds gay!
Weatherwars.info by Scott Stevens. It is not the generation or persistence of the trails that interests me. It is that other aircraft, some leaving trails and others not, blah, 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 blah.
If you highlight your tab when you have weatherwars.info open, it just shows you the entire text of the page in the, yeah.
Oh no, what fucking way. Oh my god.
Anyway, as I was saying, I've watched the first video, which I highly recommend, just over 2 min's footage. Oh. These are nice. Cool cloud picture. Just go to callthings.co.uk for pictures of cool clouds.
I'm going.
callthings.com.
It's a pretty nice looking website for a website that doesn't know how to
spell
their
name. Yeah, why is
this
website so good?
That's a value judgment that I don't think you should be
making. Oh, it looks a lot like Thought Catalog, actually. That's...
Holy crap! Wait a minute. Coalthings.co.uk is an actual link, but coolthings.co.uk is not a website. You can buy it.
Well, yeah. Duh.
They don't...
Coolthings.co.uk was
because
more expensive.
Because the website was made by someone who has more gallons, which keeps them from spelling right, you fucking moron. Keep up.
Sarah, this is the first time I've seen this video. What a great find you have. I had no idea the lever was coming down and away from the plane itself, but it does make sense to protect themselves. I really like it, and the one with the beautiful but very strange cloud formations. Thanks. Aluminum, European spelling, aluminium space, comma, heavy metals and chemtrails. Is this the new chemtrails using aluminum to keep us sick and under control? Deprogram.net/chemtrails. Chemtrails in Monsanto's new aluminum resistance gene. Coincidence?
I fucking knew it.
Farmwars.info/P=2927. Chemtrails, the consequences of toxic metals.
I'm just going to go on the old forum and do a quick search for InfoWars.
Chemtrails.
Nothing.
Chemtrails, the consequences of toxic metals and chemical aerosols on human health.
Achilles, why are you taking it?
I am pasting from a post I made at Limebuster's message board. I hadn't read this thread, but I do believe those geometric shapes, squares, triangles, diamonds, and circles, are the egg or spore stage of this.
Oh, finally, we're talking about my favorite Wheelwright.
Flatland was trying to warn us all along.
I believe these objects have to be saved and put away in a dry, secure place. And they should be the items closely examined by labs. Ah!
Oh my god. Scared
me. That's the best reading of an ellipsis in a 3x
I don't know how to do it, so.
It's fine with me.
Frankquist!
Yeah.
It's the post from Linebuster's study. He just copy and paste.
Oh, am I supposed to read? Should I read that?
Yes, please. Oh my god, please do.
Hi, I'm Limebuster, and now I'm...
No. This is Prevenge. He's pasting this.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna do. Prevenge doing Limebuster's voice.
Limebuster's is a website.
Who cares?
I can dig it. No. Let him do Prevenge doing Limebuster's voice. I like it. Go.
Fair enough. Okay. While typing on my keyboard, I notice a flat white disc. About the size of a letter O on your keyboard. Thought it was some of the paint on one of my keys having come off a key. Black keyboard white paint for letters numbers. But it was far too big for that. I put it on my finger and see in the light a clear fiber. I tweezed the clear fiber up and sure enough, the disc came with it. It was coming out of the disc. I put the disc in a few drops of water on a piece of hard see-through plastic packaging from a new mouse I bought. And look under the 15 times zoom slide viewing magnifier I have. The thing starts dissolving like freaking Alka-Seltzer before my eyes. Just falling apart layer by layer from the outside in.
No. Layer by layer.
Form the outside in. Chunks of itself were coming off very quickly, and it spread away from itself fast. Now, each chunk, it's all spread out like debris, has hundreds of clear moving fibers in the water. The plastic I put on it and the water were completely clean when I started this. But now there is one of the infamous black specks in the water.
Those fucking black specks again!
And... there are a few black fibers not moving in the water.
Lazy black fibers.
The water also has a lot of milky clouds in it, and those clouds are moving like a big amoeba. This has all happened in about 10 minutes. Talk about rapid growth.
Yeah.
So, if you ever find one of these white discs, save it. Put it in a very safe and dry place. A baggie, and tell me, keep your...
What could be safer than a baggie?
Nothing safer than my baggie. Keep your eye out for these things. I don't know if it came from under my nail or from my skin or off my head after I touched my hair / face, but these things are invaluable to us in our search for the answer. I'm convinced this was a massive spore colony just waiting to replicate. We will send multiple samplings of them to labs for culturing. Under laboratory standard settings. M. My god, this is unreal.
I like you, this guy reacting to his own post.
Can you imagine what it must be like to be one of the fucking scientists in these labs that keep getting sent more gallons, people's, like,
empty bags?
Or where the fuck...
Well, it's funny you should say that because the next post is about going to the doctor.
Yay.
By the way, I didn't know how long that post was when I chose that voice. That was. That was a mistake.
Yeah, sorry. Unfortunately, as probably should be expected with people like this, they go on forever.
That's fine. You got to hear Mickey Mouse's psychotic break, so that's fine.
I'm Bugsy.
Hey, Bugsy.
I'm a guest.
Yeah, see?
Hello again. Just Bugsy here again.
Hey, did you put the mark on that guy from Philly?
Oh, yeah. I shot him with all kinds of fire.
Oh, you made him. Oh, you made your bones finally. That's good to hear.
Well, I'm thoroughly frustrated.
Oh.
After my holiday visit at my mom's house, I decided to be proactive about this condition regardless of the outcome. Got sick of sitting around complaining. Someone had to. Okay. Besides so Tuesday. So Tuesday, I called the derm doc. So Tuesday, I called the derm
coming this way.
And that got me nowhere. I dropped off a Dixie cup of the critters and drove off.
What, with just the receptionist?
No, over the phone.
I'm pretty certain that he didn't even look at them. A-hole. Smiley face. Sorry.
It's okay. I'll accept
your forgiven.
So today, I got into my family der, and I told him that the derm der was not taking me seriously.
None of these people know how hard stops work on, like, the forum. They all just, like, randomly hit enter and start a new line.
This man took a bunch of time while I pulled fibers off of every segment of my body.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da.
And then he let me look at them one by one under his high-powered microscope. He said it mostly looks like fibers, and they were mostly a blue color. He said, "What do you see?" I just said, "I've gone to school for I've not gone to school for this, so I'm not really sure." So he said, "We'll send them off to pathology."
And by them, when he said them, he was talking to his nurse about you.
This guy was very cool about this and patient. My family dur is so cool. But he thinks I'm barking up the wrong tree with parasites. Like, suddenly I had an Australian accent for a second. Okay. He does not think I'm crazy. I'm pretty sure he does. Mm, yeah. But he knows something is going on with my skin.
Yeah, it's that you keep ripping it off and handing it to him in a Dixie cup.
Don't everybody? Thinks the lesions are something to do with my thyroid. Zoinks!
Zoinks, Scoob!
Velma, is that you?
Like, zoinks, man!
The Morgulons are getting to my skin, Scoob!
And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling kids. With all I would have gotten away with the Morgulons.
For those meddling Morgulons.
It was old Mr. Witherspoon responsible for Morgulons all along!
Well, maybe we'll see what the lab results are. I will see him again in 2 weeks with the lab results.
You're gonna give him the lab results?
I feel it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, all these people are doing their own independent studies.
I built my own individual skin lab.
I gotta say, I really enjoy the fact that this person thinks that, like, the way of getting, like, uncontaminated samples of little microorganisms is to just put them in a Dixie cup on the ground and drive away.
Don't call him.
I felt like I was on trial or something. Even though he was being nice. WTF does one do when they are in this situation?
Listen to the medical professional?
I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. Two!
I love ellipses.
Ellipses Healy's.
At least he put dry skin as his diagnosis.
That's it.
And said, don't get mad. And I just said, it is dry!
Oh, it's an inside joke. Oh, I get it now.
I think the doctor is saying, don't get mad that I'm not saying you have a parasite. I'm just saying you have dry skin, you fucking idiot.
I just get mad if he did a knee-jerk dupe. What?
A knee-jerk dupes.
I'm sure that means something, but I don't know what.
Oh my god.
Dead on arrival.
Can't take too much of this. God give me strength. Bugsy.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Hi. I'm Zero Happy Day. I'm a senior
you
member.
You sound like me.
Preciouses. My precious fibers. Trixie fibers.
Bugsy. I go through I go through the I can't take it
anymore. This is the episode we all get laryngitis.
I take it back.
Ah, Morgulons cause laryngitis.
We're all from Jersey, apparently.
Bugsy, I go through the I can't take any more of this at least once a month. And then one of my dear friends here at the board lend an ear and some of their expert advice. And I find the strength once again to go on. You are defying Attali at the right place.
Smooth skin.
When you are ready, you to give up or just plain low, reach out to one of us.
Smooth skin.
Don't forget, dermatologists, they have doftal delusions of fairy tale land.
Classic burn.
Huh. Or dot delusions of holier than thou. You're very lucky to have your family, durr. When you go back, expect capitalized, no real results.
Don't you have special acronyms for the various ways people dismiss your delusions? You might have a problem.
No, I don't.
No,
everybody
it just means
does.
You're establishing your own... You're establishing your own scientific, groundwork.
The amount of time you save writing Delusions of Fairy Tale Land should give you the time you need to write the word doctor.
Don't blame him.
He's
just reading the lab reports. Be prepared and back it up with data. Stand firm. Big Hugs.
Big Hugs is my biker name.
Hi, I'm Prevenge.
Oh, it's Prevenge again.
Somebody finally snaps and smashes the doctor's heads in with a baseball bat. I am sure they will have DOD, delusions of death. And the smasher will merely explain to the medical community that, no, this is all in their heads. This person is merely imagining being bludgeoned and is simply imagining that they are dead. And...
By the way... under the delusion that you are dead is an actual psychosis, so that's...
I don't know a thing about actual psychosis. I don't even know
what
that
I think
means.
You do!
They could use that in court as an excuse purely to mock the DOP cause. M.
Oh, it's Bugsy again.
Oh.
MG. Ravlamal. Thanks for the laugh. This is really hurting my throat. You guys are hysterical. Why is that in quotations?
I guess you're quoting somebody else.
Someone said that to him once. probably his doctor.
His doctor, yeah.
No, his dur.
Yeah, his dur.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I don't know what a doctor is.
Hey.
Hey.
Here's an update on the positive note. After I got home yesterday, I noticed that I accidentally came home with what I thought was a receipt. And lo and behold, it was a slip to go to a lab to get a full blood workup.
A full blood workup.
And stool sample check.
Ah, wait. A what?
What is it?
A stool sample and a stool sample check for
Giardia.
Giardia.
Giardia. It's a real thing.
Giardia.
They spelled it wrong. Still,
the only real thing that they mentioned
yeah.
so far.
It's fair. They did spell it wrong, but...
And something coded.
What?
AVA/crypto? Whatever that means.
Original video animation /cryptozoology.
I got to see my Bigfoot animes. So I went right in today to follow through. He did listen to me after all. What do you know? Not holding my breath. Lol. I'm not either. Bugsy.
Bugsy! Bugsy, it's me, Zero Happy Day.
Oh, hi.
The RN who is treating me ordered an ONP over in Parasite, and the results came back negative, but the lab suggested the test for crypto. The results of it were negative as well. What we are dealing with is neither, and there is no test for something they do not know what it is. Do not be discouraged. Soon they will know. As for the blood test, expect them to say everything is normal. Have the dur check your urine for pH levels as well.
Yeah, I'm afraid your urine has pH levels.
Crypto is cryptosporidium. It's an intestinal parasite.
Okay.
They've got to discount everything first so they can prove to their doctors that it's Morgulon's.
Achilles, hey, second tired?
Oh, happy day. I just love...
What's wrong with your voice? Your voice sounds funny.
Haven't you been smoking?
I'm sorry. Hi, I'm pretty sure this is me.
It's the only thing that kills the parasites.
Probably me morph again, but I just love the dot. Isn't that the truth? What is wrong with the medical community? I have a doctor that has seen my husband and I for 4 years now, and we butt heads all...
Nonstop?
He's tied up in our basement, and we butt heads all the time about this, and it is the most frustrating thing. You just want to throw up when you leave the office. But he has helped me with paperwork needed to file disability, and he filled out paperwork, which is very time-consuming for him, for both of us, and does help with some symptoms, such as the pain we have to live with every day of our lives.
I want to see this person filling out, like, medical paperwork. I feel like they probably just, like, scan through and look for the word other so they can check that box.
I like if such symptoms as the pain we have to live with every day of our lives. If you say that with a French accent, it suddenly becomes, like, Sartre.
The pain we have to live with every day of our lives.
Look, I can't fill out the paperwork because I've got the most gelins. thank you.
You're welcome.
Wasn't even a good joke.
I know.
I've laughed at worse.
Puns are the best when you've got the gelins. No one should have to live with the pain we deal with every day. And your body cannot heal when it's fighting pain 24 hours, 7 days a week. So I think establishing some sort of communication with a general practitioner is a good thing. And you...
They keep blocking my number.
Even though I'm more gentle like a felon.
Yeah, that's another one I was trying to get to, but I just... No. I think we all thought of all the same jokes.
No, I was thinking of good jokes.
No, you weren't.
I don't do that, so...
Ow.
And you will butt heads. And it is the most frustrating experience to go through. I think he has helped my doctor and... Wait, sorry. I think he has...
He has helped himself to your money, I believe that.
Sure. I think he has helped my husband and I with other very important issues, such as our benefits... We also deserve. You need a doctor to see you every 6 months or so just to have records so you can file for disability benefits if you paid into that. If you paid into that, you better establish a rapport with some sort of doctor.
Whoa. A rapport.
Yeah, a rapport. Got a rapport.
That's a new one.
Got to redo those pores. With some sort of doctor so you can file for your benefits.
This forum fucking loves ellipses like no other.
Yeah. For if it wasn't for him and the wonderful woman that interviewed me during the process and saw what terrible symptoms I deal with on a daily basis. Hyphen.
I think she might have been testing your psychological health.
Why would you do that? Come on.
No reason.
Nothing.
She works for Guinness and she's going to give you the world record for best psychological health.
Ah, cool.
World record for most ellipses. Sure.
Yeah, that too.
I don't know. Bugsy fucking loves ellipses.
It's part of the disease. I was awarded my benefits, so now I don't have to worry about supporting myself and worry more about healing and getting better.
To be fair... These people have severe mental health issues.
No,
so.
I've got more gallons.
That's an issue with your mental health. We learned that in the symptom section.
Yeah, there's an interesting whole story behind that. Like, they have actually petitioned twice for government bodies to perform deep research into this, and both of those times they came back saying, "No, there's nothing physical here." But we do detect, a mental issue that does qualify you for having an illness. And they just blatantly would not accept that.
You don't say.
Well, that's because they made it. They made the disease. Of course they don't accept it. Well, what about needle-nose pliers?
What about needle-nose pliers?
Oh, God. I don't, I'm John, and I don't have any tweezers here, and I've been plagued by them in my ears, the tweezers in my ears.
Oh,
I used to use some needle nose pliers and pulled a lot of them out of my ears. What a relief!
Oh,
the
Jesus,
thin little
dude.
Wriggling ones were causing the itching are gone, smiley face. No bleeding either. Now I'm wondering what is
no
the best way to dispose of those.
I don't
Others
believe
I have
you.
Put in the vial, and they have reproduced and grown. Very strange stuff we have here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What
did he pull
he
out of his ears?
His ear hair.
His fucking brains.
I don't think he pulled out anything.
He might have had earwigs or something.
Achilles, do you want to be sick and tired again?
I don't remember what... Okay, fine. Hey, John. Okay, that is funny about how to dispose of our specimens.
God, that sounds alarming.
I keep telling my... I don't know. I've got a husband. I keep telling my husband jokingly that our trash is biohazard. I might not be too far off.
Yeah, I just posted a new message in general. I am now keeping a couple of vials and placing the offenders in there. I guess that I am lucky as far as the little black fuss balls are not coming out of me anymore. Just
the
fine white fibers.
Little black fuss balls.
My main complaint is that the itches keep me awake all night long. Frowny face.
Stop fucking forcing you know those pliers in your ears.
I think he's just pulling out his ear hairs. That's what's happening.
I hope so. God.
Yes, biohazard it is. Do we really want to spread the spreading to others? I have noticed that they can't seem to get through glass or even heavy clear plastic containers. That's because it's your hair, moron. But of course, they reproduce rapidly in anything made of cotton and easily past your clothing, etc. What a nightmare, frowny face.
I'm M from Canada. I noticed that they cannot go through glass. It is a nightmare.
Hi, I'm a guest. I'm White Rose. In the tests they have been doing, they indeed go through glass. As you probably know, glass is more of a very slow-moving liquid. Thinker mentioned putting borax in the glass to stop them cold for shipment purposes.
Shipment purposes.
To who?
Are they just like sending these to Hey, stranger, here's a glass vial of my ear hair with borax.
Yes, that's literally what they're doing. I guarantee that is exactly what they're doing. Except more often it's in a Dixie cup.
Well, I didn't know that. The ones in my clear plastic vial seem to be contained, though. I haven't really tried glass. It's amazing how these things reproduce and grow with apparently no food or water. It'll... some emoticon.
I think it's woo!
Ah!
Huh?
Woo!
And if you'd like to hear emoticons pronounced, you can go to frankwest.xyz.
Yes, White Rose is right! They do, in fact, penetrate glass! They have on my eyeglasses and this glass egg I have. I have that, I guess. They also penetrate polycarbonate, which they use to make micro-isolator cages for small lab animals.
Wait, the fibers
make polycarbonate
cages for small lab animals? Wow.
No, I read that wrong.
They do it.
This polycarbonate can withstand high temps and impervious to chemical cleaners.
So if your interns are high on the hashish, you know, these polycarbonates can withstand that.
High temps. I get it.
But.
I don't know if anyone else has the same problem of their eyeglasses getting tons of fibers and a white film on them like I do. Maybe I should stop jerking off onto them. I can see my hair moving and trying to touch my eyeglasses almost like the TV screen and mirrors attract all the dust/fibers. But my hair will bite anything.
Face?
I just think I see it more on my glasses. This stuff is unreal!
It's lint, you fucking idiot!
The stuff is not real.
No, it's lint. It's lint getting on your eyeglasses, because, you know, no house does not, like, have little bits of dust and lint floating around in the air.
I can see my hair moving and trying to touch my eyeglasses. That's called your eyelashes as you blink.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's lint, it's face oil, it's just eyelashes... You are a fucking
idiot. It's the weirdest
idiot.
Thing. There's hair coming out of my eyelids, and when my eyelids move, the hair moves with it. Explain that, scientists.
Alright, Johnny, will finish up your two posts?
Yes, I have seen similar things. These fibers are unreal, like something out of the X-Files. So far as plastic microscope eyepiece vials I have put them in seem to contain them, but I have seen them penetrate glass as well. Very creepy. This gets me thinking. If there aren't any...
And I think you got... No, I think you need to redo that sound and make it the Tim Allen grunt.
This... This gets me thinking. If there aren't any quote-unquote pores in the glass, how are these fibers getting through? Are they, like, morphing into some kind of glass-like material and then sliding through?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
What? You're fucking Jerry O'Connell from Sliders, I guess.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Neither does this. Very interesting. We need some live video of this happening.
Why was that my reaction? Of course it fucking doesn't.
Glass isn't porous?
No, it's like, who the fuck even knows anymore?
Anyway, Shell, what?
I wanted to give Sherman Tank a chance to do Sky Troll, so if we could just do Canada Not So Free After All.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, hang on, let me get the link open, and...
Now, why did you want Sherman to read this?
Okay, Shell, do you want to take M from Canada?
Actually, Oh Happy Day is down below, and I can take them again. Do you want to take M from Canada?
Oh, sure. During the last few days here in Victoria, BC, Canada, an infectious disease specialist and a dermatologist conspired against me.
Morty, they didn't want to treat your acne. They're not conspiring against you.
Ordinary doctors are not allowed to order certain tests or prescriptions, and therefore you must see a specialist.
Okay.
Fucking balances and checks. They conspired and prevented me from getting the medical tests and the medication I needed by trying to label me as... I would not let them get the word out. The IDS said, "You are really sick and I can give you something to make you feel better." The dermatologist said, "You do have more gelatin." And I am a dermatologist, and I am supposed to know about these things, and I do know about these things. They both lied.
I don't think he was lying.
That's so convincing. That would have been a lie. So, you know what? Just tell the truth. Oh,
no. Not one of them knows a single solitary thing about Morgellons.
Yeah, you do have
Morgellons.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a doctor. Trust me.
I'm Commander Dermatologist, and you have my favorite Morgellons on the station.
All your answers about Magellans is just right here in this white empty room. Just go and sit there and take these pills. And neither one of them would look at or biopsy the particular spot I wanted biopsied. They are very, very dangerous. I now have a defiant.
Defendant.
You have a defendant?
What? Defendant.
What does that mean?
Oh, I now have a defendant. The government. They're going to sue.
So you're representing them. You're representing them.
Who has ever said that? You have a defendant.
You're my own defendant. Smooth.
Give this freaking sentence just another run through because we have to hear it. Just.
I now have a defendant. The government whom I can sue.
That is a majestic sentence.
No, it actually does make sense. I'm
they're
a doctor,
defending
trust
the
me.
Government in court, and they're also suing them.
Very Hemingway. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt that when doctors conspire to prevent you from getting medical tests and or medication, they are trying to harm you.
It's so weird that you didn't put medical tests or medication in quotes.
They are breaking the first do no harm part of their code of ethics. No. I am very, very angry. Just steaming mad.
Hello, M from Canada. I am Sky Troll. We are here for you. If Canada is to become part of the U.S., then we know they are doing what is being done here to fit the criteria.
I'm not letting you just move past that. Wait a fucking second. If Canada is to become part of the U.S.,
then, we know they are doing what is being done here.
That referendum.
They're becoming part of us.
I better read the sentence again just to let listeners hear it again. We are here for you. If Canada is to become part of the U.S., then, We know they are doing what is being done here to fit the criteria. People need to get some action going here. Where do we start? Most cases...
Yeah, get some action, yeah!
Where do we start? Most cases start small and become bigger. So we can begin by providing the shield and the sword to fight the Argonauts.
Whoa.
Are we ready? Let's be direct. Let's go straight at them! The code is being broken!
You're like Patrick Warburton in Hail Helium.
Sky Troll, shouldn't your name be Sky Cyclops?
No, it's Sky Troll! I'm a godlike with 714 posts. The code is being broken. Instead, we are getting initiate the harm and improve output of harm. That must be the new medical code. Abuse and neglect. No intention of healing. Abuse and neglect. OR. Or as from a writing called Medical Apartheid, that is what it is. In all forms. Whoa. Against any form of life. One now. Whoa. Has to destroy the natural to move on to the nano operating systems. They think we will fall by the wayside and be forgotten. Not so. We still have our mouths and our brains, and we better get going on this. There are lawyers out there. It is not about the money for us. It is about survival.
Oh God,
and
they're surrounding
us. And we have a
case
of abuse and neglect and downright inhuman treatment in this country.
Don't go outside. There are lawyers out there.
Our USA. It is ours, people! It belongs to the people! And anyone practicing top-down crap can go take a tea in their own beds and sleep in it! Sky Troll.
That is a very innovative use of ellipsis there.
I like the phrase, they can go take a shit in their own
beds and sleep in it.
Who
said anything about shit?
Yeah.
No, it's take an tea!
They can go take a in their own beds and sleep in it.
Do we want to finish up the thread?
Yeah. All right. I'm all happy day. I have a new voice because of Morgulons.
Yeah. I don't know. This seems like the voice that half these people have had.
Sky Troll, and I'm from Canada. Voice. I'm with you all the way. I'm finding support every day. So far this month. Number one, woman from church who is unfortunately one of us.
One of us. One of us.
That is incredibly unfortunate.
You really are sick with Morgulons. Uh-huh. You didn't mention the semicolon there.
Yeah.
Huh? Ah. So far this month, semicolon. You're right. Oh, God. Oh, God! Anyway. Number two.
I'm okay now.
An exterminator I asked to do research on forids and other things.
There's so much story in that one sentence. You called an exterminator at your house and he's like, alright, what's
the problem? It's a kind of fly.
I need you to do research on forids and other things.
I'm gonna need to go back out to my truck and get some more equipment.
I didn't know you needed me to get any forids. God, everyone's got this fucking voice.
No, he couldn't tell me. Not that he could tell me anything about the forids. I haven't already researched, but I want to know what the exterminators know about what's going on. All right. Number three. Spoke with a salesman for a bottled water company.
A salesman.
I told him that I had gotten very sick about 5 years ago from the water in a house I bought, and he immediately said bacteria and or parasites. Yeah. You know?
I believe that.
Yeah, and continued, continued to tell me I needed to do total body detox. This guy is extremely interesting.
He was trying to sell you water.
No, when we speak again in the morning. Period. I told him, I suppose you know what chemtrails are, and he started quoting Bible verses about people being in denial.
He was trying to sell you
water. No, he was not. Also told me of a lady, in a neighboring community, who is extremely knowledgeable in homeopathic healing and travels to the other side of the country to do talks.
I think I just heard a bearded Canadian man scream very loudly.
Yeah, that was,
It's Boots Reindeer.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well, I think that's just because Canada's not so free, after all.
So for homeopathic healing, do they just put, like, one Morgulon into a glass of water and make you drink it?
And they dilute it a little bit, and then they put that...
It's a depleted Morgulon.
Actually, if you put a bit of Morgulons in a bucket of water, and then, like, started drinking the water, it would cure your Morgulons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
So I'm right.
You don't have to tell us. We all know.
Yeah. So, you guys, the support we need is out there. They are looking and waiting for us. I have no doubt. Too many coincidences for me to doubt anything. Also, met a guy at the park.
He was trying to sell me weed.
A biologist for the EPA. He was there to introduce the new capitalized wolf exhibit.
I immediately agreed to buy 10 wolves from him. And put them in a homeopathic solution.
Yeah, I was not interested in the exhibit until I heard him say who he was.
Dr. Scott Dracula.
He had previously studied wolves for 15 years and had been asked by the park to share his expertise. Too much irony for me to doubt anything.
Asking a wolf expert to give introduce a wolf exhibit is irony somehow. Thanks, Alanis Morissette.
Slow down. Damn it.
Love you guys. God is on our side. Zero happy day. BTW. I got the biologist's card and asked him if I could call him with a question about biology, not wolves.
Oh, Zero Happy Day's gonna get laid.
Wait, did you ask him if you could call him about biology or anatomy?
About biology, not wolves. You need to listen. You get the Morgulons out of your ears and listen.
I misplaced my needle-nose pliers. I can't get it out of my ears. I don't have my pliers.
He said, sure, anytime. I just haven't figured out which questions to ask first. LOL! Rotof!
You're just rolling on the floor, but you're not laughing.
No, I believe that all of these people are rolling on the floor, but not laughing.
Rolling on the floor, straitjacketed.
What did we learn?
Oh, jeez, really?
What?
I learned that every, like, problem that I have with my body and my brain is actually Morgulon's.
I learned that some people, like, pull out their ear hair with needle-nose pliers, and I haven't been able to move past that, because, you know... Oh my god!
I've learned that, you know, everything wrong with me has nothing to do with me. It's just the government. It's just the government. And that's, you know...
Yeah, they never really said where the Morgulons come from, nor did they say what the fucking Kardashian has to do with it.
And nanotechnology.
Yeah.
I learned that it's all connected, that, you know, we used to think chemtrails were crazy, but really they were just releasing fibrous nanotechnologies onto us to, you know, contaminate us for reasons.
But, you know, once the Canada becomes part of the U.S., everything will be solved, so we're fine.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that, like every country in the world, right now they're really, really interested in getting in on this whole thing.
Yep.
And if you're a big supporter of Canadian annexation, you should play Fallout. And you should also go to BALLP.IT.
Oh, hey.
And if you want more from us, you go to THEFMIN.US.
Yeah.
There you can see more of our episodes, cover art, links to our donation page. We also have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/extracredit.
Not into one. We'll edit the rest out.
And if you become our patrons, you could be like our lovely $10 patrons, Pax Morporkia, and Grass Dragon. Yeah, Grass Dragon. And you can have your name butchered on an episode. Also, I'd like to thank KGB Operative for providing our microphones.
KGB Operative.
I feel like we're just going to repeat their name till the end of time, or until we forget. So.
Oh, and if you'd like to buy Infowars.agency, you can buy it from GoDaddy for $1.99.
And if you want to hear more from me, please go to assassinationscience.com.
Brr.
I really think we need... We really should buy Infowars.agency and redirect it to our website.
I'd say bye, but the Morgulons made me forget
how. Boy?
Yay! Now I gotta get the Sonic porno off my,
Why would you want that?
What? You're getting off to Sonic porno?
Yes, but I realized that I am a professional and I can close it whenever I want.
I can stop masturbating to Sonic porno anytime I want.
No. I wish I could.
No.
This isn't,
Alright, everyone, so what do we learn?
Is there porn that isn't Sonic porn?
There's...
I've been told that there is.
Tonight's episode, right, Sonic porn.
You'll have to show that to me, because I've been looking and I just can't, I can't find it, so.
Idiots. In Texas, you can't get an appointment to see an infective disease doctor unless you have a prognosis from your doctor with a referral. Trouble is, no doctor knows the prognosis, so it's one of those catch-22 things.